This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We've got our next guest, our first guest, actually.
That's right.
I guess I was the first guest.
Yes.
So our next guest, of course, with our arts gossip, is Rowan Sheeran. Hello, Rowan.
Hey, Justin. Hey, David. How are we? This wonderful Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, the weather keeps on getting better, doesn't it? So, yeah.
Well, it's looking a bit dreary down here on the Mornington Peninsula at the moment. I think we're going to get rain, but I hope it stays away.
Yeah, I believe it's going to rain for the next couple of days, but boy, we can't complain. The weather's been beautiful for this last week, really has.
Oh, this week has been absolutely fantastic.
All right, so in isolation, what can you do in the arts, Rowan? Tell us.
Look, there's a lot actually happening. You know, look, galleries are still closed, but you can still go online and check out some of the exhibitions through walkthroughs. As I said, the galleries are still closed. They're not going to be opening at least for another month here in Melbourne, which I was really getting excited when they said restrictions will be eased from the 1st of June. But no, our galleries are taking a very cautious approach.
Yeah.
I think reopening.
Yeah, but I think it's also a case is that our government, the Andrews government, has told the NGV they're not allowed to open for a little while because they just don't want that amount of people running through the place.
Well, that's the thing, and, you know, we've seen, even in the last 24 hours, you know, with restrictions being eased in some of the national parks, like in the Dandenongs and all that, and all of a sudden they had to close it yesterday because people rushed up there and it was just chaos. I think the government's being very cautious with that. And, you know, look, other states are still, some galleries are opening interstate tomorrow or later in the week. But some are still not opening until the middle of June. So, look, these venues have to get their plans into order and work out how they're going to limit people into their spaces, because they're saying, you know, between 20 and 50 people in a space, but that will depend on what the size of that gallery space is. So, look, I'm sort of glad that they're sort of erring on the side of caution because we don't want another outbreak because we're going to see things closed for much, much longer. But look, a lot of programs have go online. You know, you could go through the NGV and see a number of their video walkthroughs and current exhibitions that are on, and they're actually they're not like being there in the same space, but it still gives you an opportunity to see the works.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's more informative because they're actually somebody there talking about it. So therefore, you get more of an understanding of it. But it's not the same as standing in front of the art, though. But we've actually got somebody from the NGV on after you talking about one of the walkthroughs that they're doing, so Indigenous-wise. So that'll be fun.
Excellent. And look, you know, the Melbourne Digital Concert Hall, which we've spoken about over the last few weeks, this weekend they've got the Michael Aquilina Chamber Music Festival, which is music happening live from the Athenaeum Theatre in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of great concerts that are happening later today at 5 and at 7. But look, there's a lot of these are happening on an ongoing basis over the next few weeks. So look, do check it out. And we've got to congratulate Chris Howlett and Adele Shondart, who have organised this program, because, you know, they've kept artists in work and they've also produced outstanding musical programs, and especially chamber works, which we do get to hear, but, you know, you get to hear it in a more intimate setting, and you can actually hear it from your own home. So,
but then so much cabaret is being done. Hans the German the accordion German. He's doing a cabaret show tonight at 8:30 through Facebook Live, and I've seen some of them, and they're hysterical. They're so funny. And he has some big names on as well. So,
well, it is. If you've ever been to a Hans concert...
Oh, they're the best.
Look, you know, they are the best. And, you know, he's such an entertainer. And, you know, the people he manages to get to perform with him is just outstanding. So, yeah. Look, there is a lot happening. You know, look, announcements have happened throughout the week, over the last week. You know, the new Melbourne Festival, though it's not happening this year,
yep.
Announced that next year's festival is going to be called Rising.
That's right. Well, we actually did an interview with one of the artistic directors last Sunday, so we had a bit of an insight there, Rowan, so that was good.
And on that, one of the things, look, you know, the arts have taken a very big hit through the pandemic, so the Media Entertainment Arts Alliance and Michaela Bannis decided to have this great campaign of not only getting people to send a message to the minister saying about Australian content and Australian entertainers are there entertaining us, but they had a poll to vote for what was the most binged TV show or most loved TV show ever, and the announced the results came out during the week, and McLeod's Daughters was deemed to be Australia's most loved TV show.
Not the Sullivans anymore. That used to be for years.
No, well, funny enough, the Sullivans didn't make the top 10.
Well, it's pretty old now.
Well, it is, and the only way majority of people can see it is if they purchase the DVD sets.
Yeah.
Through online.
But, let's throw it back to Justin. Justin, you as a comedian, mm-hmm. You're like, and you do a lot of improv mm-hmm. stuff. What are you doing at this time? Because it must be hard for you.
Yeah, it's definitely hard. We haven't been able to do any live shows, but we've just kind of, you know, made lemonade out of these lemons, and we're doing online content as much as we can, you know, filming remote sketches remotely and then editing it together. So it's like a FaceTime call. And there's been like examples of TV episodes that have done the same thing where the whole cast is a recorded thing remotely. So we're kind of following that lead and doing it.
And
from home.
Many people watching it, and how do people find out about yours?
It just goes up on Facebook, and it's just kind of word of mouth. And yeah, it's been pretty good, you know, views. I have a friend also who does like a guided meditation, like a live stream every week.
Yeah.
And that's been going really, really well. So I think, there's a lot of online content possibilities for artists during this time.
Yeah. And Rowan, what else is happening?
Look, the Emerging Writers Festival has moved online, which, again, runs from the 16th to the 23rd. They haven't announced their program yet. They will this week. But they did announce their ambassadors for this week, so which is great. And someone asked me during the week, well, why has the festival got so many ambassadors? But, you know, when you look at an Emerging Writers Festival, there's people that come from all different, from a diverse range across the spectrum of new writing. You've got a mix of, you know, beat poets and
poetry and
journalists and people who write books. So, yep. So there's sort of something there for everybody. But I think we're going to have the Emerging Writers Festival when it was. You could attend in person was terrific, but I'm sure the organisers there are going to have another stellar program this year. So, yeah, look, it's things are happening. People, you know, there's lots of stuff being streamed online. You know, we've seen things on YouTube. I've been revisiting Cirque du Soleil videos, and Cirque du Soleil, you know. The tent is still set up out of Flemington.
Oh, is it?
With hope that they might still get to perform here in Melbourne. Oh. But, you know, I don't know how social distancing is going to work in a 2,000-seater tent. But, and I'm not sure where the performers are at the moment, whether they manage to go back to their homelands, but before the pandemic hit. But, you know, I was lucky to see Curious before it actually performed. But I sort of had a nostalgia trip, because Cirque du Soleil produced one-hour specials and highlighting a number of their shows, and some shows that have not made it here to Australia. So, which is great. But it's also looking back at some of the early Cirque du Soleil shows from the 90s as well. And I had a bit of a trip down memory lane, because I worked on one of the Salt and Bunco when they first appeared, just performed here in Melbourne in the late 90s. So that sort of set up my love for Cirque du Soleil.
Mm.
But look, it's exciting times. I think people sort of should get online, see what's actually happening. Support your artists, you know.
Yep.
There's a lot of online content being created. So there is some exciting things there. And I also know that some of the smaller venues around Melbourne are actioning their COVID.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.